Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. I've got something very, very different to talk about now. I have never even heard of this sporting event. Barry O'Brien Lynch is on the line from Navan. How are you, Barry?
I'm great, Trina. How are you?
Tell me, what is it that you're doing?
We are doing, we're taking part in the Ski Jour Canada event, Ski Jour Du in Calgary this morning.
Okay.
It's an event.
Ski Jour, what is that?
Ski Jour. It's an event where I will be towed around the track by my teammate Susan Oakes, and she will be riding a horse.
Okay, so this is happening on snow, yeah?
It's on snow. On snow, yeah. Canada is all white now still.
I really do have to ask you. I know we get a little bit of snow in Ireland, but how does a Navan man get into a sport like this and also at a competitive level? How do you do it?
Chance and guts, I suppose. Susan Oakes, my teammate, she was invited to ride side saddle at the Calgary Stampede, and she met the organiser of that side saddle event, a lady called Sam Mitchell. And Sam came over to Ireland, and like all good stories, I met up in the pub. Over a few drinks, we got chatting about things, and I was asking her about what they do with the horses during the winter when everything's covered in snow and how they keep them fit and do all that. And she was showing me videos of Ski Jour. So it looked absolutely nuts. So myself and Susan there and knee deep in pints decided that that was a great idea, and we go and take part in Ski Jour.
That's where you get the best ideas, don't you? But normally nothing ever happens. Like, you know, you say you'll do it, but I literally only got a message there 2 minutes ago before we came on air from someone asking me about doing the Dublin City Marathon, and I was like, ah, yeah, sure, I'll have a little think about that. But this is something that you kept your word and you're doing it.
Yeah. Woke up the following morning and kind of went, Jesus, yeah. Look, when we saw the videos, the crack, the adrenaline, like it's an adrenaline-filled sport. Like, there's a lot going on. Like, Susan's up on the horse. Of course, we have a horse called Sassy, a mare. She's lightning quick. They were originally bred for cutting cattle. They're kind of like rodeo horses, but they're explosive speed but no stamina. So they're really, really, really quick over a quarter mile. But then they start to run out of steam. After that, they're not like thoroughbreds here that we'd be used to in Ireland.
What kind of speeds can you reach then, Barry, on these horses? Do you have any idea?
Horses, these guys can hit 65k an hour.
Stop it! My car can barely do that.
Yeah, no, they're super quick. They have an explosive start. They were originally bred for cutting cattle. You know, if you've ever seen the film City Slickers, you know, with the guys they go herding cattle on horseback, and they have these sort of ranch horses. But, you know, if the cattle are breaking out of the herd, you have to cut them back in. And so that's why they need to be very sharp and quick. So Susan's on one of these quarter horses. She's to dally, they call it. You dally the rope, you wrap the rope around the horn on the front of the saddle a couple of times. She has to grab onto one end of the rope, I'm on the other end of the rope, and she has to try and get that horse going and steer up the track with one hand.
Okay, so mother of God. Right, and you're on the back on the skis?
I'm back on the skis. Susan's job would be much more difficult than mine. Susan has to try and control this horse with one hand, the rope in her right hand. She has the reins in her left to try and steer the horse. I'm in the back then, hanging on for dear life. And off we go.
You wouldn't want to get a cramp on your hand if you're Susan now, would you? Imagine.
No. Oh, you just...
Yeah, you'd know all about it.
Susan's a tough one now. Susan's not able to push through the pain barrier.
And come here, this sounds like a very dangerous sport.
No, I haven't seen anyone killed at a jet, but I've only been the once. So.
But come here, Barry, you're also not 19. You're a similar age to myself.
I kind of forget that sometimes. Still going around like I'm 20, but look at that. I haven't seen any major injuries. Like, stuff can go wrong. Like, we don't have a safety briefing before the race is here. So, particularly about rope safety and trying to keep everyone in lanes, because what you don't want is a situation where a rope gets tangled in somebody's leg, or then they're attached to a horse and a horse goes out of control, and then that's when things can go badly wrong. So it's all about trying to keep everything neat and tidy and everyone in their lanes, and then hopefully everything goes according to plan.
And Barry, just when you were training for this as well, tell me about the event that you did in Austria.
In 2020 we were over there. Like, we went over there, we had no clue what was going on. We'd never done it on snow. We did our practicing here with an old tractor and a lump of carpet and a kid's sled to try and replicate the feel of the pull, you know, that initial. We'd seen the videos, we'd done a bit of research, and we knew that these horses really do kick hard. Like, if anyone's ever seen flat racing, you know, you see these thoroughbreds when the stall's open and and it bursts out. It's a very similar sort of experience. So we were thinking about that, thinking about, well, if there was a rope attached to that horse and you were standing at the back of the stalls and you just ski off behind it, like, what's that going to feel like? So anyway, we played around with that. We got a little bit of practice then the day before. So we went to a local ranch and had access to a horse and we were able to just try it on snow. So actually, when we got out there, we realised it's actually an awful lot easier on snow than it is on carpet. There's an awful lot less resistance.
You'll have to get Des Kelly Carpet or something to sponsor you. This is so funny.
I will.
It says here in my notes, Barry completed Austria's steepest slope, Harakiri, is it?
Oh, the Harakiri, yeah. There was a group of us went over to Meerhofen in Austria. There's a slope there. It's the steepest slope in Europe, I believe. Now, and it's very steep. There's a 78 degree incline on it. So just to try and hone the skills. So anyway, we tackled that a few times successfully, one not so successfully, ended up coming down on my head backwards, so that wasn't great. But anyway, got down it a couple of times, which was good enough achievement for me. It left me happy enough to go home.
Well, Barry, you're absolutely bonkers, but I can tell you this right now, the next time there's a snow day in Ireland, I'm heading to Navan and I'm getting on the back of a tractor with a bit of rolled up carpet, and I'm going to experience this with you. Have an absolute brilliant time this weekend with Susan. You're there in Calgary, Canada for the Ski Jourjou. I'm saying that wrong. Ski Jourjou. Ski Jourjou. Festival.
One of Ski Jour Canada events. Ski Jour mixed with fondue. There's a load of fondue stalls.
Barry, will you keep us up to date now? Let us know how you get on, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, hopefully.
Brilliant.
Hopefully we've got a new story.
Okay, fantastic. Talk to you soon. Have a great time in Canada. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.